So I want to give you some things that will help you to try and think that through. And I'm going to sort of fly through this because the night is getting long and some of you probably need to study. All right. So the first thing, and by the way, some of these things you probably saw a few months ago when we talked about how, or when Dave talked about how to have a good grin. Some of these things are sort of taken from that, but it's the whole idea of planning. If we plan, it will sure help us to succeed. Okay, the first thing is when I get back in the summer, I will have had a significant number of encounters with God. These two people that shared their testimony, one thing that was common among both of them is they planned and they did have daily time with God. That's essential. That is essential. And see, that whole idea about vacation, you know where that came from? That came from me, because I bought into that. It's sort of like I need a vacation from quiet times. But when you think about that, there's a lot wrong with that kind of attitude, that kind of thought, because really, that's like saying, I want a vacation from my relationship with God. And that's wrong. We should love God. We should enjoy spending time with God. So don't buy into that vacation from the disciplines. Keep up with your scripture memory and meditation. Keep up with your prayer life. We're going to give you prayer books. Be faithful to pray for people. Secondly, Nathan talked about reading good books. Hey, there is a book sale downstairs. You are not going to find better deals. And it's always this time of year because you're going home for the summer and you can stock up. So go downstairs, buy some great books. And if you need any ideas, ask some of your leaders or some of the staff. There's a whole tape library down there. Check out tapes on your way to work. Plug it in instead of whatever. And listen to, there are great Christian tapes down there that will encourage you during the summer. And then one thing that Teresa shared is that she spent a lot of time in silence and solitude. Plan on getting some extended time with God. Now you need to plan when you're going to do it, where you're going to do it, and then what you're going to do when you get there. So plan on having extended time with God. It will bless your life tremendously. The fourth thing is that in a worship with your whole heart. You know, we have a tremendous worship team. And it is such a blessing. And I know that some of you will go to places where you might not have that kind of opportunity or that kind of blessing. But find a group of people that you can really worship with and worship with your whole heart. Fifth, get involved with a small group Bible study if you can. If you're around here, I know there's going to be several small group studies, and some of you can find those where you go home. But if not, Nathan talked about just getting consistent time with God, spending time in reading good books and things like that. And then the last thing is this, is that some of you have people here that hold you accountable. Some of you will go places where you won't have anyone hold you accountable. You can do that over email or phone or snail mail, whatever. But you know, one thing that I encourage you to learn, because when you get out of this place, you're really going to need to learn to be accountable to God. You know, how is your heart before Him? Learn to be accountable to Him. Second thing, Roman numeral number 2. I will invest it in the lives of people. Nathan talked about discipling some people. If Find some people that you can encourage, that you can be a blessing to. One thing that I did one summer was I determined that I was not going to miss a single day praying for this one guy. And when he left during that, after the, that year, I wasn't sure how he was going to do when he came back over the summer, because he was going out to Bird City, Kansas. Yes, it is a city. No stoplights, just a stop sign in the middle of the town. Fellowship was pretty dry. But I prayed for him every day during the summer. And that guy today is a professor at Southern Seminary. He's written several books. He's been overseas several times. And he's on the board of Billy Graham's evangelism. So pray. Pick out somebody that you're going to, you know, ask God to lay somebody on your heart and pray for them consistently during the summer and see what God will do. And then also pray through that prayer book. Be faithful to that. Thirdly, witness. Witness to unbelievers. You know, one thing that will keep you, I think will keep you from some of those tempting situations like the little gal that came out with the Bud Light bottle, is when you go to work or when you're in a situation, fly your flag early. Let them know you're a Christian. And take opportunities during the summer that God gives you to share Christ in a natural way. So do that. Roman numeral number three, I will have been a servant. Teresa shared about going home with the mindset, I'm going to serve people. Pay attention to those around you at work, at home. Be a blessing to your relatives, your little brothers, your little sisters, your parents. Be a servant. Take the initiative to be helpful. Don't wait, sit around and have to be asked all the time to do stuff. I tell you what, being a parent, whenever my kids do something where they take the initiative, it's like, you know, pick me up off the floor. If you do that, like Teresa went home, she wanted them to take notice that God had done a work in her heart. And if you serve like that, your parents and people will take notice. So be a servant. And then the last thing in that numeral is express gratitude. That is one way you can really serve people, by expressing gratitude. I remember when I went away to school, I was sort of down on my parents when I was in high school. But after I left, and the longer I was gone, the more grateful I became for them. I liked the meals Mom cooked. I liked the laundry she did. I didn't like doing that all the time. And it sure beat dorm food. Express gratitude just for simple things. But then go out of the way to show gratitude for the things that they have invested in your life. Number four, I will have been a good steward. You saw in this little skit, the first thing is time. You know, you can get involved, you can just throw your summer away, sitting down in the, I wanted to say the lawn boy, the lazy boy, and watch the tube all summer long. You know, well, for one, most of the tube is junk anyway. But yet, you know, it's just a waste of time. It's what it takes you from more than it is what it feeds you. It just takes you away from so many other good things. The guy who's playing softball on three teams. I knew a guy who played on four teams. He had not one evening free, and he played in tournaments every weekend during the summer. That is not a neutral thing. That is sin. He missed church. He didn't have time for fellowship. And his total walk with God was just, it was two. He loves softball so much. After all, it's just a vacation. All right. Secondly, take advantage of, be a good steward of the opportunities you have to learn. Nathan talked about learning how to put in an air conditioner. Some of you had summers where you've been around people that have a lot of wisdom. Some of it is just common horse sense, and they just teach you some basic things about how to do stuff. Take the opportunity to learn. Be a learner. Be a good steward of those of the opportunities you have to learn. And then lastly, be a good steward of the money that you make. Max talked a couple weeks ago about giving and being a good steward of your money. Save. Give. Just budget it. Use it wisely. Be a good steward. And then the last thing I want to talk about is I would have battled against the hindrances and the sins that can easily entangle me. You know, the first thing here is this, is that I think that if we don't realize where we're vulnerable, we're set up to fall. So I encourage you to know where you're vulnerable and make a battle plan against it. And have some people maybe that can hold you accountable to that. Secondly is have somebody hold you accountable. Then the last thing is I think a lot of times the best defense is to have a good offense. You know, I was talking to Nathan the other night and I asked him, well, didn't you ever have a bummer of a summer? I said, no, not really. But as you listen to how he spent his summer, that's why he didn't have a bummer of a summer. It's because he had a good offense. He wasn't always out there doing nothing where he was set up to be tempted. The other day I was reading my quiet time in Mark 14. And it's where Jesus is in the garden. And the disciples, it's where Jesus is crying out to God. It's right before the crucifixion. And the disciples, what are they doing? Sleeping. They're sleeping. And I always pondered that chapter, and maybe it was, you know, I was sort of dense before, but it was like, you know, the Holy Spirit opened my eyes to something the other day, and it was this. Jesus said that you need to be watchful and keep praying. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You know, why did Jesus not fall in the temptation that he went through? Because he was in prayer. What happened to the disciples when they were tempted? They scattered like a bunch of chickens. They really didn't know what was coming. And see, we need to be people that are not naive, because your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And you know who the lion, what the lion kills? Kills is the weak and unexpected. Don't be that way. keep watching and praying so you may have victory during the summer. But like Teresa said, and I like this, have fun. Have a great summer. But I think you will have fun as you make God the focus of that. And so as you know, as that verse in Hebrews chapter verse 2 says, and let us keep our eyes or fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, of the faith. See, that's where we need to fix our eyes. Okay? Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for the time we've had tonight. And Lord, I pray that you would help these dear people to plan a summer that will help them be successful. Lord, thank you that you do have good plans for them and that you want them to know you. So I pray that they would just really seek you and that, God, there would be fruit from their life as a result of them spending time with you and knowing you. And not only from this summer, but God, that it would play a part in their life, the long race that we run. And so help us, God, to run that race with endurance. Amen.